You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Republicans propose an $87 million cut to the universities of Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin. A cut like that could mean closed campuses. That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW System's requested $856 million budget increase. But something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports. Voss said it's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Voss referenced too much political correctness on campus and hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and the most recent hearing was canceled. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Many hearings over the last couple of weeks have been delayed, sometimes pushed back as much as 5 hours. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If the budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as the last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. Beware of getting sick this weekend with the high temperatures arriving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool.
The extreme heat we'll see in Wisconsin over the weekend could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says it's difficult to predict if pavement will buckle. They remind motorists to slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers as they repair damaged pavement. Report any serious pavement issues by calling 911 and check 511wi.gov for travel conditions before you hit the highway. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title. In the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium, New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night, 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film Elio also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for 3 seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for 9 seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. Will Smith was supposed to be the lead in Christopher Nolan's Inception. Nolan ultimately went with Leo DiCaprio in the mega hit because Smith said he just didn't get it. The star of Independence Day, an occasional batterer of Oscar MCs, says he just did not understand the plot and that alternate universe stories do not pitch well. Smith has also turned down movies like The Matrix and Django Unchained and told Variety it hurts too much to talk about. DiCaprio is actually Christopher Nolan's third choice to play the lead in Inception, saying he first went to Brad Pitt. Actress Mia Sara came out of retirement recently to work with director Mike Flanagan in The Life of Chuck, which is currently in theaters. The 57-year-old actress, while making the rounds through the press, recently recalled her time on Ferris Bueller's Day Off and said it was a blast. Her favorite scene? The parade scene where Ferris sings Dankeschön and Shake It Up while she and Cameron share dialogue. Sara recently said she only comes out of retirement to work with Mike Flanagan. Come on. Come on, Mia. You should work more. I mean, seriously. Shake it up. Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms will be around this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible, lows near 70. And then we crank up the heat this weekend. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.